Yes, and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Aritatiat, and I'm with you this Sunday afternoon until 6 p.m. playing you music from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden.
Hello, this is Demi from Greece.
Hello, this is Ruslana from Ukraine. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
¿Cómo decirte? ¿Cómo excusarme? ¿Cómo podría regresar a ti? Que estoy muriendo tan poco a poco y esta agonía no me lleva a ti. Pude jurarlo, no quise estar a tu lado. Me cuesta tanto olvidarte, cuesta tanto.
Rebecca in the Spanish pre-selection of 2006 with the song Que no la daré yo, which means what I wouldn't give. Yes, well, there we are. Rebecca almost representing Spain, and she was born in Barcelona. She is a Latin pop and Eurodance singer, producer, songwriter, and actress. She has done it all. Yeah, she is. And she has a very famous Puerto Rican singer who, in her family, which is her uncle. Yes. So she started her music career in Spain in 1996 when she was 18 years old. And she has had big hits in Spain, Latin America, and in the United States. And she's tried a number of times to try to represent Spain at Eurovision. But she sort of managed to get there by being one of the co-writers, along with Tony Sanchez Olson and Thomas Gierson and Andreas Ringstedt, with I Love You Mi Vida from Dinash. So that was the Spanish entry the following year in 2007. Yeah, it's all very exciting. So the Spanish national final is a hotbed of awesome songs every year. Generally every year. And one of my favourite national finals of the Spanish had was in 2017. Any Eurovision fan will know and be reminded of 2017 Spanish National Final, of full of drama. Now I'm going to play you the song that came third in the end, so I'm not playing Morella or the actual Spanish entry that eventually went to Kiev, which was Manuel Navarro with Do It For Your Lover, of course. But this song came third. She's out of Proud Lesbian, the amazing Le Klein. She has an amazing voice, and I want you to hear it now. Here is the song Ouch from the Spanish Eurovision National Final in 2017.
I wanna walk on my own sun and feel secure without limit. Recall the things I've said and done with no regrets and guilty feelings. No, no, no. Think of you, it's never right to let somebody waste your time. Always do, never try. It's time for you to wake up. May no one break down my soul. Shattered glass on the floor. No matter how wrong I've done, I'm stronger enough to hold on. I will never doubt on my choice, never silence my voice. Even sometimes it hurts so creepy. Ouch, 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 ouch. Delve every midnight on the grass and share your light with all your dearest. Must please your heart inside your child and let it scream with no restrictions. No, no, no. Think of you, it's never right to let somebody waste your time.
Dance with me. your wishes and your wildest dreams come true. I can make Beyonce and Shakira dance for you. I'm dangerously in love with you and dying for your kiss. But if you wanna leave the night with me, I'm gonna give it to you.
Dance with me in the night, in the night.
Sing with me in the night.
Elena Rastezka there, representing, at the time, the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, now known as North Macedonia. That was their entry in 2006 in Athens, Greece. And that song, Nananina, doesn't need any type of translation. I think we all know what Nina the Nina means. Yes, we know. And the song at Eurovision in the grand final came 12th with 56 points. And until this year, when the amazing Tamara Todeska got to number 7 in the grand final with Proud, that was joint most successful entry from the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia. So yes, so that's that. Right, but if you remember, the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, now known as North Macedonia, debuted in the Eurovision Song Contest all the way back in 1998 on home soil here in the United Kingdom. Yes, it was in the beautiful arena of Birmingham and the National Indoor Arena. Yes, the same arena where Gladiators was being filmed at the same time almost. And they and Macedonia were represented by Vladko Jasenski. Yes, and he had an very interesting song called Nizori Zoro, which means dawn, do not rise. Yes, very serious, and it's quite a very serious song. I've never played it on this station and on this show, so why not? Let's play a listen, give it a listen. Yes, now this came 19th in 1998 with only 16 points, so it did get points. So yeah, so there we are. Now here is the former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia's Eurovision entry in 1998 in Birmingham. Here is Vladko Jasenski with Nizori Zoro.
Stoj Nizori Zoro, dušmanke. Pušti noć da dagi sokrije. Oči vešto rađat biseri. Srce vošto druga ne ljubi. Vino tome vodi do nea. A se podaleku od pameta. Ja moram da pijam, da se opijam bez nema.
Majko, prašaj, kaj ne izinite. Al ke ti ja dadat za mene. Ako ja dadat, vikni svirači. Ako ne mesto kletva po mene zaplači. Ja smoram da pijam, da se opijam, bez neja sam da živeam, majko ne možam, ja smoram. Se opijam, bez nea sam da živeam, majko ne možam. Ne zori zoro, pijano oro, so mene zaigra.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I förrgår sa jag plötsligt nej till killarna när de skulle ha ett party. Sen satt jag en hel kväll och konverserade med din mamma. Tänka sig, jag är väl misstänksam, men tanken sticker fram. Men för all del, jag kan ha fel. Igår kväll gick jag med dig på en snyftare, fast jag ville gå på pang-pang. Och sen satt jag och hörde på en stråkkvartett, jag som bara gillar dandan. Det börjar verka kärlek bland mig, sånt där som står i böcker tänka sig. Jag fattar ingenting, jag är väl lite ding. Så för all del, jag kan ha fel. I morse sjöng jag när jag borstat tänderna, och sen fick jag arbetsdille. Sen ringde jag till dig om inte någonting alls, bara för jag plötsligt ville. Det börjar verka kärlek banne mig, sånt där som händer andra tänka sig. Det mesta pekar på att jag är kär och så. Men för all del, jag kan ha fel. Det börjar verka kärlek banne mig, sånt där som händer andra tänka sig. Det mesta pekar på att jag är kär och så. För all del, jag kan ha fel. Jag kan ha fel.
And now, believe it or not, that is Sweden 1968. That came fifth, and regular listener to the show and a devoted friend of mine, God love him, Daniel Cobbett. That's one of his favorite Swedish Eurovision entries. Yes, it's Klas Göran Hedström. Hederstrom with Det Björ Varka Kärlek Ban Me, which means it starts to seem love, damn Me. Yes. Very definitive there. For Sweden at the 1968 Eurovision in the Royal Albert Hall in London, of course. The same year as Cliff was beaten by Spain's Maciel with La La La, thanks apparently to the Yugoslavian jury. So it's been documented so many times. But it's quite a funny thing. Back in 1988 as well, that the lovely and then the last Scot to represent the United Kingdom, Scott Fitzgerald, but Scottish, not Scott, but he was the last Scot, actually. I don't think there's been another Scot, actually. Yeah, so Scott, as in Scottish, Scott Fitzgerald was beaten by 1 point by Switzerland's Celine Dion with Ne Perte Pas Somewhat. Obviously, she went on to win Eurovision, but Scott Fitzgerald felt like, it's quite interesting, Yugoslavia didn't give any points to the United Kingdom, even though the UK were slightly on a roll towards the end of the voting. Very mysterious, yes. But anyway, conspiracy theorists crack on because it's been done to death. Right, so my husband Rob is sat next to me. Right, so hi Rob.
G'day, g'day, g'day.
G'day. How are you feeling, Australian?
Well, I haven't seen Neighbours yet today, so that's why.
Oh, okay, so you're filling in.
Yes.
Well, they don't run on Sundays, do they?
I've got them on record.
Oh, really?
I'm a bit sad, I like Neighbours.
Oh, well, I'm shocked and surprised that many of my work colleagues and just people who I've met and know, I've been doing jury service, basically, this week. So got to talk about something to make conversation. So, funny enough, a couple of them like the Neighbours too.
It's easy viewing, good fun.
Yeah. Same way we like EastEnders almost, isn't it?
Well, that's less easy viewing.
Yeah. Anyways, sorry, get the mic. Right, okay. Now, it's time for us to do something very random, Rob, isn't it?
Yeah, it's time for us to do Rob's Random Request.
Whoa. Right, so for any of you who don't know, my husband Bertie Boo sat next to me. Has two hats. They have little bits of paper inside. Now, one hat has years inside on little bits of paper. So we've got from 1956 until the present year, 2019. And then in the other hat, we've got countries in there, all the way from Andorra to Yugoslavia. Yes. So we sometimes it doesn't work out. So we end up playing, well, the hats want us to play Andorra 1972. That doesn't work, of course. So they've all these countries have been in Eurovision, but we hopefully marriage them up. So Rob, we're going to do the years first, okay. Once again. So what year are we going to have, my darling? Oh,
2013.
Oh, wow. That was the first Eurovision I ever attended in Malmö, Sweden.
Oh, yes. And I was in Nantes.
Yeah, Rob was in Nantes in France with your crazy friend, Chris.
Yes, absolutely.
We love Chris. So let's move swiftly on. What's the country going to be, Rob? We had about 40 odd countries that year.
I'm probably not picking one that wasn't there. Right, okay.
Don't let it be Monaco.
The Netherlands.
Oh my God, it's Anouk. Yes, it's Anouk with birds.
Oh, I do like that song.
Oh, I bet you're happy with that.
Birds, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Birds are flying down the rooftop.
I thought that was going to win. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And it was the song that turned the Netherlands' fortunes around, wasn't it? You know, because remember the following year, what did we have the following year, Rob?
We had, I can't remember the name of the song. It was, oh, for goodness sake.
What did you think it is?
The two guys, I know what it is. We were there. The two people singing each other on stage in a country western style. What on that's earth was right. It called?
The Common Linnets.
The Common Linnets. But the following
come
year.
After the storm.
That's it. Come after the storm. The following year didn't do that well for the Netherlands, though, did it?
Tranger Osterhaus.
I like that song, though.
Yeah. Well, at the time, we were like, But now, like, literally after the contest, we were like, oh my God, that's so good.
I love the next one. You got a whole, what was it?
Oh, Dal Bob.
Yeah, Dal Bob. And yeah. Then the girl singing about their mother was very moving.
Oh, Oisin. Yeah. Cry no more. Anyway, we shouldn't be singing. Oh my gosh. Right, let's move swiftly on. But we don't talk about Waylon 2018 because he ruined it with that staging. Vile.
And he was a bit of an idiot.
Yeah.
Quite frankly.
I think other Eurovision fans would probably agree with you with that, with knowing what's out there. So, Rob, we're going to listen to Anouk with Birds. Now, this came ninth in 2013, okay, which is awesome. And let's hear it now. Here is Anouk with Birds. This is the Netherlands 2013, and this week's
random request
from
the Netherlands.
And it's the segment is called
Birds by Anouk.
Yeah, and it's Rob's. It's Rob's random request.
Sorry.
Dear, dear.
Isolated from the outside, clouds have taken all the light. I have no control, it seems my thoughts wander on.
Thank you.
And that's Ireland, 1981 on home soil. That is Sheba with Horoscopes, coming fifth with 105 points for the Republic of Ireland. Yes, congratulations to them back in 1981. Great, great showing on home soil. Quite a squeezed, like, tight finish there for the United Kingdom. Bucksfuss making your mind up with 136 points. The German entry from Lena Vietas, who has actually Lithuanian roots, came second with the song Johnny Blue. I came second with 132 points, so only 4 points behind the United Kingdom. And then the French entry, which came third from Jean Gabilou with Homme and a Homme, got 125 points, so only 11 points behind the United Kingdom. And then behind that, in 121 points, with fourth place, was the song sung by for Switzerland, Peter Sue and Mark, with Io Senza Te, sung in Italian. And what a stunning song that is. And what a great Eurovision that was in the 80s. 1981. Good stuff. Right, it's now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, it is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news here on Forest FM today on Sunday, the 22nd of September 2019, with me, Kieran Urie-Tustins. Now, we all know the United Kingdom hasn't had the best luck at the Eurovision Song Contest in recent years, finishing near the very bottom of the scoreboard 4 out of the past 5 years. But it now appears that the BBC have plans to turn that around. The UK broadcaster announced earlier this week that a partnership with the music company BMG will select the British act for Eurovision 2020. The BBC has now confirmed that it will be the end of Eurovision You Decide. The national final format was brought back in 2016, and it's been used for the last 4 times to select a Eurovision act. So we hope with this change up that the UK's results may change. Fingers are crossed. Now, the Swedish broadcaster SVT have confirmed that they've had over 2,000 submissions to Melodifestivalen next year in 2020. It's quite a staggering amount, but it is a huge national final, of course. Now, the Spanish broadcaster RTVE has confirmed that they will have an internal selection for their Eurovision entrant next year. So the broadcaster will pick themselves, and a well-known artist will be announced soon. That's very exciting times for the Spanish fans. SRF, the Swiss broadcaster, has announced that 515 songs have been received in their internal selection process for Eurovision next year. And of course, the German broadcaster NDR have confirmed that Unser Lied für Rotterdam will take place next year. And finally, Celine Dion, who won Eurovision for Switzerland in 1988, has launched her new album called Courage. It's available to pre-order wherever you get your music.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
If every wish of mine comes true, a box will come addressed to you. A velvet box fit for a king. Now who would send you such a thing? Open it up and there will be a happy everything from me.
The wonderful song Happy Everything, sung by Maggie Moon from the UK Song for Europe in 1980, coming joint first with the UK entry, which ended up going to The Hague. Yes, prima donna with A Love Enough for Two. But that song lost on a count back when Terry Wogan went around to all of the juries again, and they all voted again for their top song. And sadly, Maggie Moon didn't get there, but it was very close though. And you can catch the clip of that on YouTube. It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating, and nail biting. It's really quite cool. It was a good episode, and such a great song there too. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, we have a request this week, and it comes from Anne Squires up in Wales, in Somerset somewhere. Yes, I'm sure she's in Wales. Yes, and wonderful woman. I've co-hosted the ESC Pulse podcast with her, and alongside Kylie Wilson and John Withers. So we have had an amazing time reviewing Eurovision songs from all over the decades. My goodness me. And Anne has featured just recently on the ESC Insight Castaways episode, along with Ellie Chalkley on ESC Insight. So And Anne was asked to go on the show and give us her Eurovision life and basically divulge her fandom of the Eurovision Song Contest. Very jealous. I've got so much to tell and mention about my history, so I will leave that obviously for another time. But Anne, I cannot play this song for you enough. I would love to play it for the rest of the show, but I will get in trouble and I'll probably start a riot. So, but I love this song so much. Now, unbelievably, this song did not qualify to Eurovision 1996. They had a really strange audio jury playback type of national final behind hidden doors, and Germany didn't qualify. So the following year in 1997, they had the big five, or the big six at the time, because Italy was there. So Germany had a bye, it was fine. But Terry Wogan mentioned actually on the commentary in 1996 that only the Eurovision Song Contest could exclude a possible, you know, audience of 60 million people. It's just unbelievable to even think about it now. But this song did not qualify. Heaven knows why. Because it's awesome for its time in 1996, incredibly current, and it's just a lot of fun. So here is the awesome Leon with Planet of Blue, Germany's Eurovision entry for 1996's Eurovision Song Contest. And I must wish Anne a very happy birthday on the 28th of September. Happy birthday, Anne. And enjoy this incredible masterpiece. the countdown lifts. That is Leon, Planet of Blue, Germany's Eurovision entry in 1996, not qualifying. Shocking stuff. Actually, if you've heard all of the other songs that didn't qualify, I would just like to mention that I love the Danish entry and the Hungarian entry. The sadly, Calliope's Macedonian entry, a bit naff. The Russian entry, scary. And... And enough said about the others. Well, the Israeli song, awesome. Oh my gosh. Real classic Israeli awesome of catchiness and tune. And oh yeah. And oh, I could go on. Obviously, I'm gushing now. Right. It's now time for us to take a visit to Dream World and take a look at a song which I would have loved the UK to have sent to the Eurovision Song Contest.
Dream World, I can fly. Among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Now this song got to number one in the UK. Yes, it did. On the 25th of March 2000, it's a little over 3 minutes, but I'm sure it could have been shorter. This is Jerry Halliwell with Bag It Up. Should have represented the UK in 2000.
I mean, for the time, it was great, wasn't it?
Cheesy as hell, but that is Jerry Halliwell with Bag It Up.
You know, if the UK was competitively looking at the Eurovision Song Contest, i.e. the BBC, rather than Eurovision fans like myself, you know, we could have walked Eurovision if we really wanted to. We are one of the major players in Eurovision, well, in Europe and in the world when it comes to music. Sweden are showing that they can do it by getting all those incredible results. But the UK, certainly back in 2000, were a bit... Now, doesn't mean I don't love Nikki French, because Nikki is amazing, and I love her so much. And in fact, I want to play it for you now. Yes, here is Nikki French with Don't Play That Song Again for the UK in 2000.
Once I had a dream, I thought we had everything.
Now time for Live and Kicking just before we go. Thank you for joining me, Kieran Aritatia, for this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. If you want to find out more about our show, then you can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase. And of course, you can email us with a dedication or request. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. And it'll be lovely to hear from you wherever you are around the world. Okay, so I hope you can join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. Arrivederci, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, bis lat, dobitzenia. And I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of our Live and Kicking song, a live song from Eurovision itself. Here is Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2006, their most successful song ever at Eurovision, coming third. Here is Hari Matahari with Labia. Enjoy. Take care. Toodaloo.
sjena, da negdje za mnom uzdišeš, gdje si od mene sakrivena. U kosu stavi ruzmarin i jedan cvijet kraj šadrvana. Lejla, zar bi mogla ti drugog voljeti?
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.